Not My Fault by Kath Howe. Read by Louisa Patikas. Published by Nosy Crow. Rose, the Extra Push. I am Rose Elizabeth Sheridan, and I am the one to blame. I am with Maya on the roundabout again. Maya shouts, "I'm a frisbee, spin me!" Dad waves to me and goes off to get the newspaper. The ancient roundabout, like a flaky wooden plate, has curved metal bars to grip. Its top edge rears up. Its bottom edge has dug a sort of sandy trench. It's always Maya's turn. My sister lies face down, splayed like a star, her toes scudding the ground. I push off. "Whee! Harder!" she calls. I look up at the sky, and I run alongside while she soars around the top. My arms ache. Another heave. "Harder!" The plate rotates her down again. "I'll show you." She goes, just as I force my arms to push again and leap on. An animal noise. A squeal. The roundabout judders. I tumble off, staring over at my sister. Maya lies bent like a strange puppet, with her leg trapped underneath her body. I am Rose Elizabeth Sheridan. I can still hear Maya's scream inside my head. I can still feel the judder. In the hushed family room in the hospital, while we wait for news of Maya's operation, I hear Dad whisper to Mum, "I saw Rose give that roundabout an extra push. Why would she do that?" Even after all the horrid operations and hospital treatments to help fix Maya's leg, it will always be my fault. And, of course, my sister stopped talking to me and started hating me instead.